I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The University of Alabama Birmingham is launching a network to help advance more women to positions of leadership in higher education. Officials say the new Alabama Network for Women Leaders in Higher Education is part of the ACE Women's Network. That's a national system that identifies leaders in higher education and connects them to support and development networks. Janelle Chiasera is a founding member and chair of the Department of Clinical and Diagnostic Sciences at UAB. She says there's a need for women's development in higher ed because current research shows only 26% of college and university presidents are women. Chiasera says the gender imbalance in leadership is similar in other industries. Google wants to talk about history education today, and an Alabama teacher will be taking part. Google plans to webcast a hangout session with the National Assessment of Educational Progress today to explain the importance of history classes. In 2014, only 18% of students in the nation scored well in U.S. history on national assessments. Chastity White is a National Assessment Governing Board member. She teaches world history at Brookwood Middle School in Vance. White says the statistics and data in the session will show others that there is a need for improvement in history courses across the nation.
We wanted to just open the conversation for citizens in the United States, first to understand that history is important and to spread the word that students need to be performing at a higher level.
The Google Hangout session can be found on the National Assessment of Educational Progress website. Alabama law enforcement agency officials say 7 fatalities were reported on the state's roads and waterways over the 4th of July weekend. Sergeant Steve Jarrett released a statement saying Aaliyah responded to 4 fatal traffic accidents and 3 boating fatalities between Friday morning and Sunday night. Traffic accidents in Butler, Madison, Pickens, and Sumter counties killed 3 drivers and 1 pedestrian. Jarrett says Marine Patrol officers investigated boating deaths in Limestone, Lauderdale, and Colbert counties. None of the people who died in those incidents was wearing a life jacket. On the roads, at least, it was an improvement from last year. The agency investigated 10 traffic fatalities and 1 boating fatality during the 2014 4th of July weekend. And the Montevallo Historical Commission is meeting today. Their job is to discuss the city's guidelines and designation of a downtown historical district. Many buildings in the city's downtown area will become a part of that historical district. Herman Lehman is Montevallo's city clerk. He says having the historical designation will be beneficial to the city.
More than anything, it helps to maintain the character we already have. If you look at other cities around the state that aren't as old, you'll see them starting to recreate city centers. Older towns like Montevallo, you know, we have this place that's been here since the late 1800s. And so in order for us to maintain that, we've got to be able to protect it.
The commission meeting will be held at Parnell Memorial Library at 6:30 p.m. Now your forecast.
Another warm and beautiful summer day for us on our Tuesday. Temperatures will warm up into the lower 90s with a partly sunny sky. We'll see some afternoon showers and thunderstorms in the mix for us, but overall a very nice summery day, and that will continue for us as we head into the day on Wednesday. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.